The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For Drew's Brews today on US 99, we're taking another road trip. Last week, we went around the lake to Southwest Michigan for the holiday weekend. Today, we head to Central Illinois, a short 90 minutes south to an incredible brewery on a bike path that makes amazing beer. So last Sunday, Jill and I and the kids, we headed to Bloomington to visit Grandpa Roy, 100 years old. Wow, right? Well, before we came home, we pulled into a parking lot with no spaces left, more than 20 bikes at the bike rack, and got to enjoy some really tasty pours. Today, we're talking about Keg Grove Brewing Company in Bloomington. Now, they're just off I-55 on Empire Street, Main Road. They are right along an old railroad line that was converted into a bike path, just like so many similar cool ones that we have here in Chicagoland. With a ton of outdoor seating, bikes and joggers can actually walk up to the outside window, order a beer, sit down, and never step foot inside. I can't recall another brewery like that in Chicagoland where they have a completely separate outside order process. Maybe I'm forgetting one, but we opted to grab a table inside. Tap room, it is huge. Two stories high with two stories of seating as well. The balcony upstairs has plenty of overflow tables, and it's all open to their brewing area, so you can see them working. You can see the tanks. You can see what's on tap. Maybe the friendliest server I've encountered in a long while. It's pretty amazing how a smile and a friendly conversation and a welcoming attitude can completely change your mindset on life in that moment. Her energy was incredible. So about the beers at Keg Grove Brewing Company in Bloomington. They have 20 on tap, including many more in cans. We got a flight that included a beer called Holy Jeans. It's their blueberry wheat, 5% ABV, a light-bodied American wheat with a large blueberry nose. Crisp and refreshing, it really was. Jill tried their R&Ds. It's a nut cream ale. R&Ds, get it? R&Ds, nut cream ale, high school humor. A cream ale brewed with peanuts and pecans. A really complex flavor combination there. They'd also just tapped their Oktoberfest called Harvest Corn. I'm a sucker for it. The American Amber Red. I really dug it. Smooth, creamy, amber-colored ale made with 45% corn, because you're in the middle of Central Illinois. Nice and refreshing on a cool autumn evening. That's how they describe it. They also have four guest taps of other breweries' Oktoberfest beers, so you can do an Oktoberfest flight sampling if you'd like. Guest taps from Sketchbook and On Tour Beer Company, both here in Chicagoland. Sun King from Indianapolis, so definitely some fun variety there. But my favorite beer, Jill's favorite too. So sad they didn't have it to go that afternoon, so we both got a full pour before going on our way. It's called Work That Crown. Their Pineapple Hazy IPA. 6.3%, big body, tropical IPA featuring a refreshing blast of pineapple. The flavor notes were just perfect. That is my September sipper if we lived in Bloomington Normal or anywhere close. So what's on tap for you today? If you want to make a road trip this afternoon or tomorrow, a couple things. They're releasing two beers today, one of which is their Pear of Chaps Pear Wheat. That sounds super refreshing and light. They also have a food truck from 4:30 until 8 this afternoon, but tomorrow they're going to be pouring as part of the Bloomington Normal Nuts Festival in downtown Bloomington. Vendors market, kids zone, chef demo, live music. And maybe my favorite thing about Keg Grove Brewing Company right now, as it ties into the most important thing we do here at US 99, they are huge supporters of St. Jude. At the brewery right now, the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital Quarter Challenge Collection Jar is live. So the next time you step in to place your order, they ask you to please consider dropping a little extra something to help support the kiddos and the families in their care at St. Jude. It is all part of the Million Quarter Challenge 2022. How cool is that, right? They're in Bloomington on Empire Street, just west of I-55. They open at 3 o'clock during the week, noon today and Sunday. You get an extra hour of love on Saturdays. They open at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. Online and on socials, keggrovebrewing.com. Socials, keggrovebrew, C-O. Their Insta has a ton of info about this weekend. Definitely try the Peach Beer Drop today, the Pineapple Hazy IPA, the Nuts Festival tomorrow. They are Keg Grove Brewing Company in Bloomington. And tell them Drew's Brews sent ya.